Oh, thank goodness we're home. That ball really took it out of me. Girls, girls, quickly, get inside, get inside.
Yes, yes, Mama.
Okay, coming. Wow, it's so weird being back here and knowing Uncle Ernest died here.
Oh, rest his soul.
Sorry, it's a bit grim.
But you, that hardly pales in comparison to the shocking revelation that you, Violet Bitcherton, are already married despite being engaged to Davis devoutly?
Yeah.
This is such a scandal. I don't know how we're going to keep this under wraps.
Oh my God, Mama, we're going to be ruined.
No. Girls, we've gotten this far. We're going to keep going. But Violet, how did this happen?
Well, it was about 6 months ago. He's not so bad, right? Right, I could do this. I can marry him, right? Lavender?
I don't know, Violet. He's pretty old. I feel like when he opens his mouth, like, dust comes out instead of, like, words sometimes.
Lavender,
he's so old.
What am I gonna do? You're my best friend. You're my maid of honor. Help me.
Girl, I don't know how we're gonna get you out of this pickle. And we've been in a lot of pickles before. The memories, they just go on and on. But we're gonna find you a way out of this, I hope. If we put our heads together and our strong arms together, there's nothing we can't do.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, listen, put your forehead to my forehead, like we always do. Let's go over the pros and cons one more time, okay? Pro, he's super rich, right?
Yeah, that's totally a pro. Your breath smells amazing, by the way. What is that?
No, I had a couple crackers a couple minutes ago. I'm surprised you could still smell them, to be honest.
No, it's awesome. I really love it a lot. Okay, yeah, sorry, back to the pros. He's super rich.
Hey,
yeah.
Should we baby bird one last time?
Yeah.
Hey, I love you so, so fucking much.
I love you so much. It's it's hard to even express, but I feel it head to toe in my body, including our heads that are currently pressed together.
Yeah.
I love you so much, dude.
Do you want to
so
kiss
much.
One last time? You want to kiss one last time?
Yeah, just like make sure there's a lot of tongue in it, too, I would say. You're my best friend. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Hello, dear. Dear.
Hello, come in. Come in. Hi, we weren't kissing.
Hi. No, come on in. Just being platonic in here.
I'm not looking. I know it's bad luck to see my bride on the day of our wedding.
God.
I just wanted to wish you...
Man, there's that dust. What's wrong with you, Earl?
Everything's fine. I just wanted to wish you good luck and give you this gift from my mother. It was hers on her wedding day almost 200 years ago.
Wow, that's a really nice pearl, Earl. But
thank you, Earl. That's so sweet.
Do you have one for me, the best friend?
Yeah, Lavender needs one if I have one.
I feel like I deserve one.
Things have changed quite since my last marriage 73 years ago.
I didn't
know that it was customary to get the maid of honor a gift.
Feels like something just happened to you. It feels like your eyes just rolled back in your head. Did you momentarily see God?
What?
Come in.
Hey. Okay. Oh, what's going on in here? Earl,
I'm
you're not
leaving.
Supposed to be in here.
I am leaving. I just wanted to wish my bride a happy wedding day.
Okay,
bye, Earl.
I'll see you in a few minutes for our wedding.
Arthur, thank you so much for introducing me to your ravishing sister. She will make my final years up. Beauty.
You're welcome. May you both live a long and happy marriage. I know you come from a long line of long-lived earls of Chadwick, so
yes.
Really appreciate that. You taking her off our hands. We're gonna miss her, maybe, kinda.
Hey, come on, Arthur, stop it.
Arthur, be nice, stop.
Lavender, stop. I wasn't talking to you, stop. Okay?
You're talking to Violet, you're talking to me, and that's how it works, okay?
Listen, once she's married, things are going to have to change, okay? Now, I know we're all used to the refined ways of Bath, but you're going to have to move to Chadwick and live with that very old man. No offense, Earl.
Okay,
but you gotta behave. There's gonna be no more arm wrestling. You gotta
no.
listen to your
what?
Me.
Come on,
no, stop
That's
it.
That's the
Come
rules.
On.
Listen,
Arthur, you're being literally so mean right now. If she goes, I go. If she goes, I go.
Yeah, and if she goes, I go.
Lavender, you're gonna have to go anyways. Okay, you can't be married. And I know your schoolgirl kisses. They're gonna have to end. Okay, it's not appropriate.
That's just like a best friend ritual that we have. So it doesn't really feel like any of your business.
Yeah, it's none of your business. Lots of people do that. That's normal. Arthur, can I just say the obvious?
What?
Earl? More like Hurl.
Okay.
Got him.
God.
That guy makes me want to vomit.
That was honestly solid, but fuck.
I mean, he's
Oh, Buster.
Buster?
Buster, we didn't know you were there.
Little baby brother Buster.
Yeah, no.
Our little baby brother.
I was just, I like to hide. And so I was hiding again. And
yeah, there you were.
I was watching, but I did want to point out that Earl is still right there, so.
Earl, get out of here.
Earl, no one wants you here.
You're not part of the family yet.
I'm having trouble hearing out of my left and right ears.
That's shocking news, Earl. Shocking that you can't hear us real well, considering you're 100 years old.
Arthur.
Yeah.
There's a very large step where this door frame is.
Yeah.
You see where the door connects to the bottom? It's almost a whole inch high.
Oh, God.
I need your help circumnavigating it.
Let me, okay, take my arm.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
And step. Oh,
this is hard to watch.
Can you lift my leg for me?
You know what? Let me just pick you up real quick. You are light
down.
As a feather.
Man was not meant to approach such breakneck speeds.
You are light as a feather, and I am walking at a moderate pace. Okay, now we're out. We're out in the church vestibule. Let me put you down so you can greet some of your well-wishers today. There you go. Hop.
Oh, that was sun. I might need a nap. I'm just going to find a chair.
I wish you would take the long nap, am I right?
Lavender?
Yeah?
You're being a bitch, and that dress looks horrible on you.
Well, Arthur, stop it.
No.
Why are we all fighting? I thought this was a happy day. Oh,
Buster, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm on edge because I'm just worried that my stupid sister is going to ruin everything. You got to get married, okay, so I can get you off my hands so I can focus on inheriting all the Bitcherton estates, okay? And I'm going to run it, you know, with an iron fist. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, we still don't know what's next. You know, Uncle Bitcherton is still alive, and, you know.
Yeah, Uncle Ernie's, he's kicking it. He's going to live for a long
for
time,
now,
I bet.
He's been, all the letters he's been sending me lately have had a lot of nudie doodles, so I know he is under some stress.
What the heck?
Gross.
That man is stressed out. Very inappropriate to send to your, what am I, nephew?
Yeah, you're a nephew.
Yeah.
Arthur, can I just say, do you think I'm going to have to consummate the marriage tonight with Earl?
For sure. Now, I don't want to, as your brother, I don't want to think about that. And I am not going to be the one to explain to you how any of that works. Okay? So
Violet,
I would just
can
say,
I go with you? Is that cool? I feel like we should be holding hands the whole time if you do have to consummate it.
100% Lavender. I wouldn't go anywhere without you.
Awesome.
Lavender.
And like we've consummated our friendship so many times that I feel like we'll just be stronger together.
Exactly. Like maybe I'll just do some of the things we do together.
Yeah, that probably sounds good.
That hip thing and the thing with the tongue.
Yeah, that's a good one. He's going to freak out.
What does consummate mean?
Oh, Buster, dang, sorry. I keep forgetting you're here. You're so cute.
I'm hiding.
Buster, get out of the chamber pot.
Not yet.
There he goes, wallowing in the chamber pot again.
Not yet.
He's in the chamber pot. Listen, Buster, you're 13 years old, okay? It's time for you to act a little bit more mature.
Yeah, and like, why is your voice still so high? I feel like your balls have to drop at some point.
Lavender.
Whoa, lavender.
Well, I'm just saying the obvious. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Well, no, I've been training myself. And they'll stay up.
Oh.
They'll stay up.
Okay.
Buster, stop
yes?
it.
Yes? What?
Come on, let your stop balls on. Down. Let no. your balls down.
No.
Oh, Violet, that's quite a shocking story. You poor thing, being forced to marry someone so old, and I'm a little unsure why you told us about that baby birding part, but please continue. What happened next?
Well, the baby birding thing is very common for close friends.
Oh.
So it's actually normal. It's not weird at all. And actually, you're weird if you think it's weird. There's...
Okay.
Yeah. Should I just continue?
Yeah, please continue. I'm not sure we need all these details, but, you know, just the pertinent ones would be great.
Okay, yeah, just the pertinent ones. Doodaloo, 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 doodaloo.
Okay, Buster, come on. It's time to walk down the aisle. God, your stubby little legs, they gotta move quicker.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was just hiding again. Sure.
You gotta stop doing that. I don't understand how you're the best man. You're, like, literally a kid.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do when you're doing it true. I read that in a book.
Oh, that's really cool. I wish they taught me how to read, but I'm pretty jealous. Okay, come on. Ugh, this wedding's such a bummer.
Why are you sad?
Well, I'm losing my best friend to Earl, and he's, like, literally 100 years old, and that stinks.
Well, I could be your new friend.
Buster, this feels inappropriate, if I'm being honest. Plus, my heart belongs to someone else. But, like, in a best friend kind of way, for sure.
For sure, but what I'm saying is you don't have to be alone. I can be your new friend.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep that under consideration. I really appreciate the offer. That's actually really nice. Because if Violet's going away, I'm going to have to hang out with a different Bitterton, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Well, here we are. Okay, have fun over on that side. Just behave yourself, okay? And, like, try to stand still and stop hiding during the wedding.
All right.
Lavender, you look... Lovely.
You just coughed dust all over my dress. That's so gross.
Oh, you look lovely.
Yeah, thanks, Earl. Keep it to yourself.
Oh, just hold me up for a moment. I'm falling over. Okay.
Are you so light?
No, nope, I'm good.
Your bones are so brittle.
I'm good. Sometimes if you're nice and quiet, you can hear them rattle.
Oh, that stinks for me. I guess, yeah. Okay, I'll just keep you upright here.
Here she comes, my bride.
Wow, she looks so beautiful.
You see that? At the end of that aisle, sister, there's your husband leaning over. Like a good man of good standing, always
Earl?
Leaning over.
More like Hurl. Did I make that joke already?
Again, solid burn. Okay,
what is
look
everyone
me in the,
laughing at?
Look me in the eyes. Violet, yeah. Okay, I'm your older brother, and I'm always gonna look out for you as long as it is directly financially beneficial to me, and that's what today is about, okay? You gotta do this for the family.
Arthur, aren't you sad that I'm gonna be moving to Chadwick and you're never gonna see me again, probably?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't really like any member of this family, and I would rather spend all my time alone at the gentleman's club playing poker and smoking cigars, but you know, I'm forced to work. Okay, I'm forced to do the work of finding you a husband, and that's what I've done. And he's old and he's rich as hell.
You couldn't have found me someone that I actually like, Arthur?
You know what? I like him because he's rich, as I mentioned.
Arthur.
So I know your dress, you don't look pretty today, and you don't look happy.
I'm neither of those things.
That's right. And I, as your older brother, have always tried to make it so that you know exactly the truth of what's happening and exactly where you are.
You know what? You're not married. You're not married.
That's right.
You're never going to have kids.
I got a real hot potato opera singer that I've been boinking at the gentleman's club after hours.
Arthur, come on.
You know, as a man of wealth and leisure, that's my right. Enough about me. Today's your day. Okay,
no.
Forehead kiss.
Lick at me. Here, I'm rubbing it off. That's how mad I am at you.
All right, time to walk down the aisle.
Oh, no!
Oh, isn't that so cute? She's rubbing in the kiss from her brother so it stays for all time.
Girl, that's like for sure not what she's doing. You don't know her like I do.
Arthur, I don't want to walk. Come on,
I'm
stop dragging
you
me.
Down the aisle, and you're going to trip over your heavily beaded gown covered in pearls and gems and all white, and you're going to trip over it and rip it if you don't start walking
straight. I didn't even want to wear this dress. I wanted to wear the smaller one.
I love the jangle of her dress. It's so loud, even I can hear it.
Look, he looks so happy. He's giggling. That old man giggling for you, his blushing bride. Although you look like you're sort of more red with anger. It's a blotchy. It's not like a demure blush. It's like a blotchy, patchy red. All right, here we are at the front of the aisle.
Take my hand. Take my hand. I'll
nope.
Do this
Lavender,
with you.
Slap.
Lavender.
I'm slapping your hand away.
Stop it, Arthur.
Slap.
Stop. Cut it out.
Excuse me. Who gives this woman to this man?
Definitely not me.
I do. Her older... Lavender?
Yeah.
I will tell everyone that you're a witch and have you committed to an institution if
Arthur,
you don't behave yourself.
Don't do that again.
Oh my God,
come on.
Stop.
Seriously?
I wish women didn't exist. Okay.
Arthur! You can't say stuff like that. It makes you sound crazy.
Arthur,
seriously.
Stop!
Oh no, I've upset Buster.
Up.
All right, Buster, I'm sorry, I've gone too far.
We're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to love each other. And if Violet doesn't want to marry a crusty old man, we should do the right thing and ship her off to our other family.
Wait, what? That's an option?
Wait, hold on, what?
Don't you worry, Buster. I won't let her marry any crusty old men. No, no, no. She'll be taken good care of at my villa in Chadwick.
Lavender, did you hear that? What Buster said was actually a really good idea.
Shipping you off to another branch of the family?
Yeah.
Wait, that's like the smartest thing he's ever said.
Buster's, like, not that bad. Arthur sucks. But
yeah.
Buster's pretty good.
Yeah, you have one brother who, like, really sucks, like, literally so much. But, like, Buster, I'm sorry. He offered to be my friend also when you get chipped away with
Aww,
your new husband. It was
Buster.
Really nice, actually.
That's
I thought
actually
it was
really
creepy.
Nice. No, it's not creepy. He's only 13.
Right. He just
He's
said
a little boy.
Kind of a weird way, but then I got that he was just being nice.
Yeah, he's just really being touching. Nice, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, ladies. I don't mean
what?
To interrupt.
You're literally always interrupting us.
Stop it. Like, we're trying to talk. Do you not understand that?
I'll wait.
Okay, go ahead. Because now our conversation is over because you
right.
ruined it, actually,
like, the whole
Earl.
Flow is, like,
yeah,
off.
Thank you, Earl. Go
like,
ahead. What do you have to
flow.
Say, Earl?
I have to say I do.
God dang it.
Oh,
very
damn.
Good. Okay,
did we already
he
start?
Said it. He said it. Yeah, yeah. It's been going. You've been missing it. I'm
oh,
leaning.
No.
I'm leaning in now. I didn't hear what you and Lavender were saying because I was leaning out and listening to the priest. But now I'm leaning back in to tell you, shut up. Listen. This
okay.
is your wedding. This is your life. You're missing it.
So
Are
you're
Arthur?
Calling me. All I have to do is say I do and then I'm married.
Oh, she said it. She said it. That's it. They're done. It's
by
married.
By the power vested in me by the Church of England, I now pronounce thee man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
His teeth fell out.
Oh, let me. Oh, Buster, will you grab those? grab those wooden teeth, pop them back in.
I want to kiss my bride with all my teeth in. That's the best part of a kiss.
Teeth? I disagree.
Not the way that we do it.
All right, Violet. Or should I say, Mrs. Chadwick?
Oh, dang it.
Give me some sugar.
He smells.
Yeah, you smell like death. No, not again with the dust.
Ugh.
Oh, Violet, maybe you should hide behind this fan. You seem to be crying violently all of a sudden. Oh, those are tears of joy. Earl, let me take you aside. Earl, let me take
She's
you aside to talk
so
about...
She's happy she can't contain her joy.
Yeah.
Violet, don't cry. You're my best friend. And when you cry, it makes me cry.
And when you cry, it makes me cry harder.
And when they cry, I feel an immense joy that I have made the correct decision in the golden years of my life to marry.
Golden years? Your years are like turning black, if anything. You're like so close to the end.
You're so old, seriously, so old.
It's really messed up.
You know, my father lived to a cool 120.
No!
Oh, crap!
Love to hear it. Earl Buster, I need a little man's conclave. Need to speak to you for a moment. Can you come over here with me?
Okay, yes.
Should I say brother?
Yeah, you should say brother. Now, couple things. Buster, I just want you here, you know, to know this as you're currently my heir as I am unmarried. But so I just need to say, Earl, we got to sign these papers. Because if you don't produce an heir with my sister, then the inheritance, your estate, will go to me. So I just need you to sign here, if you will.
Oh, I don't have my reading glasses. Can I?
That's all right. It's good for you. Yeah, Buster?
I'd love to have a brotherly sidebar.
Okay. Sidebar from the sidebar. Yeah, what is it?
It seems, if I'm looking at this correctly, it seems like you've specifically chosen a someone for Violet that would be unable to produce children, and then you would become the rightful heir.
Okay, you listen up. Now, that's how it works, okay? Your honesty, never going to pay off. Truthfulness, never going to pay off. You know what does pay off? Trickery, okay? And that's what we've done here.
So you are going to make sure that you're the rightful heir if you're living to accept it.
That's right. And Violet can just live with this old guy. He can ride her into the sunset. And then they're never going to have a kid. And then it'll be... And then you know what, buddy? This is good for you. Because once I'm the heir, then you can be the heir too. And we're going to find you whenever you want. You can get a great wife, any wife you want.
Yeah, and if you were to meet your untimely end, it would go to me, correct?
I'm going to need to talk to my lawyer. Let's just put a pin in this for now, Buster.
Oh, okay, no lawyers needed, brother. You know, this is just simple hierarchy.
That's right, brother. And nothing's going to happen to me.
Of course not. Of course not. Well, you know me, little old Buster who likes to hide.
Oh, Violet, my dear, I'm so sorry. That sounds like a really brutal kind of wedding. He kept coughing dust all over your dress.
Yeah, all over my dress, all over my face. It got in my lungs. It was really bad.
My poor cousin. Maybe that explains the coughing blood from earlier.
You know what? It might explain the coughing blood.
Violet, one question. How do you know all this?
What do you mean?
The conversation between the Earl and your brother. Huh? If you weren't there for it.
It sounded like a private conversation between the men, correct?
Yes, and then an aside within an aside.
Right, yeah. No, I guess I'm just filling in the blanks a little bit. It's not important. Should I get back to the story?
Please, please.
How did you ever escape?
Well, let me tell you.
Diddly, 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 diddly.
Hey everyone, this is Brian. You might know me as Davis Devoutly, but I'm also the producer, editor, and sound designer of Bitcherton. Hope you're enjoying this episode so far, and don't mind this little ad break here. It helps us keep the lights on over here at Bitcherton HQ. But on the off chance you do hate commercials, and quite frankly, who doesn't? And maybe you never want to hear them again on this show, I thought I'd let you know about our Patreon. Yes, that's right, over at the Bitcherton Patreon, not only will you get ad-free episodes of your favorite improvised Regency comedy podcast, but you will also get access to two delicious bonus goodies. Let me tell you about them real quick. The first one is our cast talkback show, Spilling the Tea. Each episode of Spilling the Tea, I am joined by the cast of Bitcherton, and we dive into the behind the scenes of this show, our reaction to the episode, and then inevitably take some wild detours as we get sidetracked, but it's a great peek behind the scenes of the making of Bitcherton. And the second bonus goodie is absolutely perfect for anyone who has ever wanted to read the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet. And that's because it is the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet. You see, every episode of Bitcherton has its own trifold pamphlet-sized gossip sheet featuring in-world gossip that expands on the lore of Wooten Bassett. And there may even be some teasers for future episodes hidden throughout. You'll have to read it for yourself to find out. So if you want to support Bitcherton and get all of those excellent bonus goodies, just go to patreon.com/bitcherton and sign up to become a loyal listener. For just $5 a month, you can help us continue to make this show so freaking awesome. And now, back to the show. Or potentially another ad, depending on when you're listening to this. Well, unless you're a patron, then you get no ads. In fact, you wouldn't even hear me saying this. I mean, you get it. Patreon.com/Bitcherton.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl. In a special Gertrude world, happy birthday, happy birthday! I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two, that's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.
All right, Violet, I know it's been a long day at the wedding, but we've now arrived at this very airy B&B, which is really lovely. You're going to consummate the marriage here tonight. Okay, I'm going to leave and go to the next. There's an airy B&B also. There's a Vrbo down the way. I'm going to be in a little manse. Honestly, I'm probably going to go boink that opera singer again. Because you know, today's been rough. But things are looking good for Arthur, so I just need you to...
Arthur, can't you hear me sighing?
I don't care at all about any of your internal life. And I think that you're going to be rich, and that should make you happy. And if it doesn't, I don't give a marmot's, you know, behind about it. Okay?
Arthur.
Do you need a pep talk? Was that good?
Arthur, that was terrible. And I don't want to do this. And I don't care if you're rich. I know what this is all about.
What? It's about trying to find you a rich enough husband that would accept someone who's, let's be honest, not a looker.
Arthur.
Yeah?
I know that this is just about you getting rich someday.
Well, sure. I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the goose, for me.
Arthur, mark my words. This is gonna backfire on you someday.
I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm pretty sure everything's gonna work out just fine for me, and I'm gonna be super rich, and none of my actions now are going to have adverse consequences in the future, okay?
Ugh.
So get up there, lie back, think of England, which is the country that we live in.
I know, we live in Bath, obviously.
Obviously, from our strong Bath accents.
Yeah.
Lie back and think of England. And just let that old man, you know, just close your eyes. There's your pep talk. Okay, love you, sis.
Gross.
Kiss on the forehead.
Violet!
Yeah?
I've made myself ready for you!
Gross. Okay, fine. Let's just do
knock,
this.
Knock, knock!
Lavender! Lavender! I'm about to consummate the marriage.
Oh, man. That's such a bummer. I'm so sorry that you're going through this. I wish there was something we could do.
Hey. Hey!
Yeah?
Lavender.
Yeah?
I'm up to one of my old Violet pranks. I've taken this Cornish hen from the wedding, and I'm going to put it in one of my dresses. And he's going to consummate the marriage with this Cornish hen and not me. Do you think it'll work?
Holy hell, Violet. That's the best idea I ever heard.
Okay, so quickly, pretend to be one of my lady's maids and bring me in there, but really it's the chicken, okay?
Okay, yeah. He's so old, he's probably not going to recognize me anyway, right?
No, he's not going to remember you. Okay, here's the dress. Here's the Cornish hen. I'm just going to put it down there. Here, I put some straw on the head area. Okay?
Okay, this looks awesome. You're so smart, Violet. I love you so much. sir, hello. This is Violet's lady's maid.
Oh, another one. I'll learn all your names soon.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here, sir. And here she is, Violet herself. She's all ready for you.
Oh, Violet, even without my spectacles, you are a vision.
Oh, put your hand down, don't touch. Oh. She's perfectly ready. She's all greased up.
All right, I'm ready to consummate the marriage.
Oh, Violet, I've looked forward to this moment ever since I first laid eyes on you 10 short days ago.
Okay,
Lavender, come back here. Turn off the light so he doesn't suspect anything. Go back.
I'll blow out the candles so that it's really dark in there.
Oh, my goodness. In the dark. Kinky.
Wow, Violet, that was so smart. I can't believe he's in there with a Cornish hen right now.
Yeah, he's consummating the marriage with a Cornish hen. I came up with that while we were eating dinner because we had Cornish hen during the dinner.
Yeah, I remember. God, you're so smart and so crafty. But I mean, here's the thing. This is going to work for right now, but I don't think he can keep consummating with a hen forever. He's going to figure it out at some point.
I think so, too. Honestly, he really devoured that Cornish hen during dinner. I'm surprised he didn't, you know, didn't notice immediately. Ew, oh, God. Ew. It's so gross. Man. Even hearing it from out here is disgusting.
It sounds shivers down my spine and not gross. In a good way.
Listen, Lavender, I can't have that man touch me. I can't. I gotta get out of here.
I know. Let's find... what are we gonna do?
Hello,
Buster!
So, sister, I found a interesting new hiding spot that is on a carriage on its way to our... friends, our family at the Bidgerton Estate over in Wooten Bassett.
No, Buster.
Buster, that's great, but we're kind of dealing with something right now, and you shouldn't be hiding behind curtains.
Well, we don't have time. If you hide in there, you would be able to go to Wooten Bassett before whatever this...
Wait a second.
...weird noises.
Wait,
I'm
don't
hearing.
Get it. Buster, what are you saying?
What are you saying? Spell it out, Buster. Spell it out.
If you just get in the carriage and jump into the hay bale, it'll take you to Wooten Bassett and you can go with our cousins.
Buster.
Oh my God.
Whoa. That's so smart.
That's like the second smartest thing I've heard today after the Cornish hen thing.
Buster,
thank
is
you.
That your real voice? Oh my God.
Oh, okay. He's back to
sounded
normal.
Like you were like a man for a second. Now you're back to being a little boy.
Well, Buster has his secrets, too.
I guess that's puberty for you.
Wow.
Goodbye, Violet.
Buster, give me a hug.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say thank you so much for not being like Arthur.
Oh.
You've really been the hero of today. And I love you, and I'm going to write to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll look forward to it. Arthur, you know, don't worry too much about him. He's just confused, and he's giving me new ambitions.
Good. Very good.
I'll see you in the future.
I hope so, Buster.
And me, Buster, you're going to see me, like, tomorrow, right? Because we're going to hang out?
Yeah, yes, yes, we can be friends.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's play some hopscotch tomorrow, I think. Like, right in the middle of the day.
It's a date. Oh. Bye.
Okay, bye, Buster.
Okay, bye, Buster. Bye. Oh, my God. Bye, he is a little creepy still, though, I have to say. The way he sort of moonwalked out of here, it was a little scary. Okay, we don't have time to talk, Lavender. I gotta get to that carriage.
Oh, my God. Okay, he's still in there with the hen, so I think now is our chance.
Okay, come on. Follow me. Lavender, here, put your forehead to mine.
Okay, here I am.
One last time.
One last time. Oh, man. Oh, God. I'm going to cry again.
I'm crying. If you cry, I cry.
And if you cry, I cry. Violet, is this it? Am I ever going to see you again?
I don't know, Lavender, but I really hope so. You've been so special in my life.
You're literally the most important person to me that I've ever met.
I love you so much.
I love you so much, too.
I have to go or I won't be able to.
Okay. Well, Violet, I'll come find you, okay? I'll come
Do
find you,
promise?
You someday. I promise.
Someday.
I promise. I'll keep Buster company.
Hey.
While you're gone.
I have something for you before I leave.
Oh, what is it?
It's a violet and a lavender that I've dried out and made into a necklace for you.
Violet, it's so beautiful. But it'll never be as beautiful as you are.
Oh, Lavender.
Violet, nobody understands me like you. Okay, I'm sorry. You have to go.
I have,
you
to, have go. To go. I have you to go. Have look after okay. Buster. Please look
I will.
After Buster.
I will.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
decent.
You in there, you done boinking my uggo sister?
What?
I heard a moan and thought, God, I hate this. Are you done?
Oh, Arthur.
Violet, you're being quiet in there.
Your sister is going to make a phenomenal wife. She is giving, and she is kind, and her hair feels like straw.
Feels like straw?
Yes.
If anything, it feels like coarse, green. Pull open the covers. Earl, you fool. That's not my sister at all. This is a straw doll, and what is that? Smells like rotisserie Oh, Earl, you've been had. We've both been had. That treacherous wench. She's gone. And there's a carriage. I can see out the window. There's a carriage missing, too. Violet, I swear I'll get revenge on you and make your life a living hell and ruin this family and take all the money for myself if it's the last thing I do.
Excuse me, Arthur. I hope you won't mind to leave me with my wife.
Ugh. I still get your whole estate, though, because I think this is actually could be better for me. She's gone, then she definitely can't get knocked up.
I gotta say, my swimmers are strong still.
That's gonna be a big yuck from me. All right. Enjoy your chicken.
Enjoy, brother, for as long as you can.
Yep, and then next thing you know, I fell into a ditch and Davis picked me up and brought me here.
Oh, Violet, my sweet cousin, what horrors you've been through. So brave.
I'm really starting to understand more of where you're coming from. And how you ended up on our doorstep in the first place. It was such a shock initially.
If there's one thing that's certain, we must keep awful Cousin Arthur from inheriting even a cent.
Yeah.
He can't be anywhere near. We must keep him from finding you.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Violet, one other question.
Yeah, what is it, Gwen?
You were already gone in the carriage, so how did you know that he said all that stuff when he found out?
Okay, it's just not important, Gwen. So just, like, can we just stop asking about it? It's fine.
Okay.
It happened, okay? It's just,
okay.
Like, let's move on.
That
I just told you
good.
A crazy story that happened to me.
It was wild.
Literally, this is fresh.
Excuse me, hello? Pardon me?
Oh, Mary, yeah, please come in. Please come in. What is it?
Urgent letters just come, miss, for one Violet Bitcherton. Here you are, Mum. Here's a letter.
A letter?
Thank you, Mary.
It's from Arthur. Oh, no. How did he know I was here?
He found you?
What does it say?
I found you. Did you think you could get away so easily? If you wanted to hide, then you should have kept yourself out of the pages of Lady Bigwithers. I need you back in Bath to boink Earl, because without you as his wife, my contract is null and void. He's gonna croak any day now, and I want that estate. So, get your stupid face back here immediately, or I'll be forced to come to Wooten Bassett to get you myself, okay? God, women are so annoying. Your loving brother, Arthur.
Bitcherton features the voice talents of Katie Maravich, Iffy Wadiway, Brian Flaherty, Carolyn Page, and Cassie Wilson. Bitcherton is produced under the SAG-AFTRA independent podcast contract. This episode was produced by Elliot Davis
and Brian Flaherty. Special thanks to our associate producers, Judith Hepworth, Zach Zane Nelson, and Andrew Setchin. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. If you want even more Bitcherton, join our Patreon to read the Lady Bigwithers gossip sheet and to hear the cast talk back for this episode, which sounds a little something like this.
I like every single candy. There's not a single candy that you could name that I don't like.
Smarties.
Love them.
Necco wafers.
Love them.
Circus peanuts.
Love them.
I don't buy that one.
That. Let's, no let, one gotta likes give her these candies peanuts. And watch her face.
No, you can't actually.
Rubber
actually,
eraser.
I would love to. I do actually like poop. The flavor of poop is not a candy. Did you think you were going to get me to poop. Say I like poop? Poop, get out of here.
Listen, we were surprisingly close. Bitcherton is a many-sided media production.